and gentlemen, wow, it is race week here on the EG3 podcast, folks. Eddie Greer checking in with you on race week on this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024, the original EG3 podcast, folks. All things about sports, running, and of course, sometimes whatever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Oh my goodness, let's go! Woo! Race week is here. You probably can tell by our reaction. Oh my goodness, we have made it to race week, folks. This is your first time listening to the EG3 podcast underneath the 3Y NASCAR podcast of EG3. Thank you so much for bearing with me throughout the 2024 year. The revamption of this podcast, even in and out of this podcast. Thank you so much again for your continued support. Again, if you're new to this podcast, oh boy, you jump right on in to a huge week. But again, appreciate you. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe button. And please, please tell a fellow friend, or if you know a friend of the host, EG3, aka Fast Eddie, about the podcast. Yeah, please tell a friend or someone you know about this podcast. It is officially Chicago week here on the podcast, folks. And that's what we're going to be talking about, obviously. And then going to be mixing in here later on, giving my thoughts on history in Kansas City, Maine last night. Of course, there's baseball going on right now with the Royals be playing tomorrow and Thursday to try to knock out the New York Yankees. Ooh, got something on that. And of course, the KC Garmin Marathon, which is next week. I will have a snippet of that to kind of cap off the show here as well. But before I get straight on into my thoughts on Chicago, I'm not going to preview the course. I'm not going to state all that because I've heard it all since last November. Before I get into that, this segment, Chicago Marathon, previewing the 46th running of the Chicago Marathon. And this segment is presented to you by Kurtz Energy Bars. Yes, folks. Yes, folks. I became ambassador for Kurtz over the summer. A different experience, but an exciting experience. And of course, Team Kurtz took runner-up at the President's running events a couple of months ago. Or I didn't say a couple months ago. 2 months ago now. We're in early October, taking the runner-up position overall in the ultra division of the President's run there. Obviously, Kurtz, known for its energy bars, right? 8 to 10 flavors: cherry bomb, cranberry, chocolate pretzel, chocolate raisin, blueberry, one of my favorites. Or we are finally experiencing fall temps. It looks like it with this crazy weather, Kansas weather, unpredictability, especially we're in the thick of race season with Chicago coming up, KC Garmin next week, New York next month, and all that other stuff. Are we finally gaining that hoodie weather? Woo! 8 to 10 flavors, and of course, chocolate pumpkin spice flavor, which is of course, I have bragged about it since trying it. It's definitely a must try, especially it matches up the fall, right? So definitely get on the website right now, KurtzBars.com. Every time you hit the checkout screen, code Fast Eddie, and there's definitely going to be I'm gonna be looking for a Fast Eddie signing out there in Chicago here this weekend. Fast Eddie, the code. Right now, or whenever you have an opportunity, definitely feel free to check them out. And they just don't have energy bars. They have what I call them, a.k.a. granola snacks as well. So good. So, so good. So definitely feel free. Hop on KurtzBars.com. Every time you hit the checkout screen, make sure you use that code FASTEDDY. 25% off every time you need to stock up, or you want to try a different flavor, or you want to match up the season of the fall chocolate pumpkin spice, whatever that is. Definitely make sure you hop on there right now to cap off marathon training, getting ready for that big time marathon, that PR you wanted to get. Definitely make sure you check out again, KurtzBars.com. Okay, yes, 46 running of the Chicago Marathon going down this weekend. Yours truly will be right in the middle of all those people. My goodness, folks. All those people are going to be up there. 50,000. That's like going to a different state. That's like going to a different state and experiencing a whole new state, if you will. My goodness, everything. I am 26.2 miles away from achieving history. Something. That's just crazy to me. 22, and look, I've completed nine marathons leading up to, and look, I'm about to achieve, check off, okay, Lord willing, we can finish this thing, right? Finish off this thing. Several check boxes that I've set out going all the way back. Well, this wasn't even on my radar. Entering into the marathon phase, right? In the marathon game, right? All the way back now, I think it was 2021 or 2020. I know it's either one of those years. I know I got a Facebook proof about this, right? My very first marathon, Wichita, Kansas, right? I said, before that race, I said, look, wrote this goal down somewhere. Now, I don't know where I put this notebook at, but I remember as clear as day, I set a lifetime goal. I want to run at least 10 marathons. Then that's all I said. I said right there before I took the line. Now again, going back to then, where fast forwarding to kind of crossing over the two right now, we're just mere 4 days away. As I'm recording this right now, this will come out tomorrow, just ahead of the Kansas City Royals, New York Yankees game 3 in Kauffman Stadium, of achieving that lifetime goal. Now, again, life's unpredictability. You just don't know. You don't know, right? About how life's going to go, right? And especially for me this year, it has definitely been an off year, to say the least. And people, and I don't need to spell it out. I don't need to spell that out. You know, people, we got social media. We got social media now with the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the Twitters, and formerly X's now, formerly known as Twitter. I still call it Twitter. Sometimes you get the gist, right? Unpredictability. These marathons, right? You don't know what's going to happen. All the practice, all the training, all the miles being put in to it, right? I've learned so much. Even I'm still learning right now, right? Yes, I'm a veteran at this thing, right? But there's so much that, you know, you cannot just prepare for, right? You can try to control the weather, right? And that was what a few people talked about. Shout out Kansas City Running Club. Majority of them getting ready for the KC Garmin races next weekend, okay, right? They all want that fall weather. We all want that cool, crisp weather so we can run fast. We can get that PR, right? Sometimes I got to adjust on the fly. And fortunately, I've been paying attention closer to the weather of Chicago this weekend. I've been paying very close attention. My coach texted me a snapshot of what it's going to look like. It looked like this weekend. Okay, so I'm right there with everybody. I've been paying close attention to that. Now, again, you gotta go with plan B. Now you have all these goal A, your main goal, goal B, goal C. Obviously, what we want to come out of, and a lot of people, I've shared this with quite a few of y'all. Y'all know what it is. My A goal. Nah, I'm not. Yes, I'm not going to share that here. But the overall goal, I said it here and there on this podcast, is at least sub-3 Chicago. I don't get that. I'm going to help these years. This is for real. But seriously, all aside, look, the goal, get a sub-3. My A goal is right there within reach, right? My lifetime goal of 10 marathons, 26.2 miles away on one of the, now I understand Boston, right? I understand it. And this is not a Boston podcast, right? And everyone says they're dropping my time and all that. I'm not concerned about that right now. This to me right now, focusing on the now, not the future, not the past, not all that. This is by far. And Instagram's going to be busy. Instagram's gonna be a little busy this weekend, so you're not following there. And Spaghetti Eddie, the 3 before the three before Eddie. Yeah, it's a three replacing the E. So it's Spaghetti Eddie with the three replacing the E there on Instagram. Shameless plug, but I'm going to go ahead because I already spelled it out. Look. Look, man. It 26.2 away from, now I lost my train of thought. 26.2 away from achieving all that. And the A goal still within reach, right? The B goal right there along with it. But overall, you have runners from all different paces wanting to achieve, get that PR. I said it just a few moments ago, right? So, look, everything's right out there for me to get. And look, oh yeah, Chicago is by far, 50,000 people, the biggest race ever. This is going to be the biggest race of my life by far. And yes, Boston is the Super Bowl of all running. Everyone wants to talk about Boston. Want to get that Boston qualifier, all that. Yeah, I understand that by now. I've been around the whole running scene, whether that's Manhattan, whether that's Kansas City, right? I've heard quite enough about that. Now I'm focusing on the. I want to focus in solely on the moment, being in the moment, being in the present. You know, everyone talks about the crowds, Chicago, and I cannot wait. I'm sitting here Tuesday night, October 8th, 2 days away from traveling up there. I've been in my thoughts throughout most of the day. And I have a lot of them, but I'm not going to share them all, obviously. Not right now, anyways. And probably because next week I'm not going to record an episode, just because of the fact that whatever cards unfolds for me this weekend, wherever that is, whether it's a PR, wherever it's not, you know, getting across the finish line, 5 stars is obviously the main goal. You have trained to get to this point. You would have told me that going back to the start line at Wichita, the Chisholm Trail Marathon, which I am never going to do 2 loops in a marathon again. This is the EG3 podcast, the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III with you on this Tuesday evening, just after history was made between the KC sports teams here in town, the Royals and Chiefs both winning last night. But you would have sit here and told me that back then, that I'll be running one of these races, sitting here, getting ready to run one of the biggest race of my life. I told you, there's not a chance in heck. There's not a chance I'll be stepping on line with other people. Not only that, but stepping on the same line as running the same course as a CJ Albertson, right? A Sarah Hall, right? A Emma Bates, right? That I'm going to be sharing they're going to be way ahead, but you're going to be sharing the same track, running the same course as those folks. Obviously, Lee's going to be starting. This is the world major we're talking about. You would have any world major, in London or Berlin that just got done not too long ago. I would have told you, hell no. That's not me. I would have told you. I'll be pro baseball player before I told you before I become a runner. I mean, that was the projected path. But again, life throws so many fastballs and changeups and curveballs. You have to adjust. Yes, sometimes you have to adjust and go with the direction. And for me, this is, and particularly this year, I mean, yeah, life has ups and definitely its down moments for sure. But man, you just got to go with the flow and, hey, you got to make the most of it. And here I am sitting here 26.2 miles away from making history and Chicago being one of the 7 world majors, part of the Abbott World Majors, getting that gold star that I would have never thought I was supposed to be getting. Are you serious? Man, it's sitting here, it's being in my, and I, yes, the thoughts are going to continue because just sitting here thinking back, I ain't thinking I'm out, make it this far. I kid you not. So to be in this position and you hear, you know, got people that make it to the Super Bowl, you know, we want to take advantage of this opportunity. We want to win it because you never know what's going to have a chance ever again to get there. I mean, I mean, you get through time and all that, get through the lottery and all that, get your name called and all that, but being present in the moment, you want to take advantage of the opportunity. The Royals are trying to take advantage, get back to the ALCS and maybe get to the World Series. Who knows? Who knows, right? So he's sitting here just thinking about all that, thinking about what has gone on this entire year. Again, the ups and downs and the awkwardness, right, of 2024. It is mind-blowing. You're sitting here, thinking all that, having a chip on your shoulder, all that. Now, again, everybody has a different journey. Not all has that same journey. Now, again, some people are going through the same thing I am. Some people are going through a different avenue. Some people are going through a different street. Some people are going through whatever it is you're going through. Again, fighting through the adversity. Something I have done so many times, especially the last couple years, right now it's here, right? So I am thankful, blessed for this opportunity. Now it's there. Now it's there, and I want to take advantage of it. So I am very, this is not now it could now that mood can change once I get there, and I said it all along. The emotions could all pour out when once I get there. I don't know. It still doesn't feel real that I'm about to step on a stage on one of the bigger stages of the world, running this marathon. This is insane, man. This is just unreal. I'm gonna steal that word all weekend from Lee Diffie, a tremendous broadcaster on the NASCAR side that I love listening to. Yeah, just this is just unreal. And again, all of it might come out at once. I don't know. But again, like I said, I ain't recording no podcast next week, because you'll have all the adventures that I'm going to share with y'all. It's going to have to wait until the following week. Obviously, I wanted to wait until the KC Garmin, my friends that could finish off the KC Garmin marathon or the half next week. We'll put it all together for a big recap episode the following week. So there will be no episode next week, because I definitely want to digest everything that unfolds or will about to unfold for sure. But I know myself, I will represent Kansas City Smoke this weekend, and five or six others will be up there as well. So Casey gonna be repping hard. I want to put on for my city. This is what I am now. This is focusing on the now. Can't focus on the past. And yeah, a lot of folks, including Manhattan, Kansas, shout out Manhattan Runner Company, I'm going to represent you guys as well. This journey started right there and this was a different phase of my life, right? This started when I moved back to Manhattan, Kansas. Okay? I dibbled out when I first got back into running, man. I was, not running races. I was just running once a week, probably, not really taking it seriously, right? And now I look back on that thinking, like, how in the heck did I get to this point? How in the heck that I'm about to step on the toe with thousands of runners and about to run the streets of Chicago? This is just insane, man. I'm sorry. I'm just going beyond. This is crazy. Sitting here, just trying to just process everything. It's just crazy. You're just going through, how are you going to do this? How are you going to run the first 5K? How are you going to do this when you're getting into trouble? How are you going to respond to that, right? It's all part of the marathon doesn't give you anything. I've heard that so many times. And yes, I've run out of these things. And boy, each of those has their ups and downs, right? their struggles, the positives, the negatives. I don't think I can do this. I can do it. You're thinking all these bubbly thoughts, right? If you get what I'm saying. So it just, I've been going this deep talking about it, but here I am sitting here sharing these thoughts. I've been thinking to myself, I'm like, how do I get here? How do I get here? Well, here we are, 9 marathons later, a lot of races later, a couple of mile races later, a lot of friends been made later. Here you are, about the total line, 26.2 away from history. You're listening to EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III joining you here on this Tuesday night. This episode won't come out until tomorrow. You won't hear from me again until the fall, not next week, but the following week, because I want to wait until some of my friends that are doing the Kansas City Garmin Marathon, KC Garmin races, whether that's the marathon or the half marathon or 10K, well, majority of them are doing the marathon, get done with that, get to the finish line with that, and I'll come back on and unpack. Yes, it's going to be a huge podcast in 2 weeks, but so that's the plan, because I'm not going to come up, because I want, again, whatever unfolds or about to unfold, I want to process all of that. Yes, I'm introvert first, right? So that's kind of, I wanted to plan that. I didn't want to come on, hop on here and, oh, you know, talk about, I want to process everything. I mean, I'm still in process mode now. So I want to give that space first before hopping on here to this podcast next week and share all of that. But yeah, just getting to this part is like the unpredictability. You had told me again, going back, the journey, Wichita, Kansas, the Oklahoma cities, the Dallases of the world, the Air Force, the Air Force marathons of the world, the virtual marathon, which was hard as heck, you know, that weird experience, all that, the Oklahoma, the Route 66, the Grandma Marathon last year, that put me in a spot where I'm toeing the line. So, you know, I didn't even know all this stuff, you know, I was going to apply for the lottery, but a friend of mine, shout out Nam, told me about, your time's good enough to probably get in Chicago. That's how I landed here. So I was about to put my name in the lottery, and he said, nope, your time's well good enough, Chicago. Go in and apply through the time app. And yeah, so last November, filling the application online, the time part of it at least, and then I said, okay, you know, we'll see what happens. And then a few days later, right off the bat, getting accepted in. I'm like, I can't believe this. this is real. So yeah, I've been talking about it, well, on a show from the beginning of the year, thinking about it at this moment, since last November. And of course, you know, not only just Kansas City Smoke going to be up there, but all KC runners. We got a squad going up to Chicago. So I'm looking forward to sharing this moment with all of them. And it's just crazy to me that, all of it might hit at once. It could hit and start standing around waiting for the start. It might hit then. I don't know. I can't tell you that right now. I can't tell you all that right now. But I do know that if it's not now, sitting here talking to you guys about it, it's going to hit at some point when we're up there for sure. But it's just mind blowing that Chicago, you're about to run one of these 7 world majors, this running adventure that I've been on since returning to Manhattan, Kansas. It's crazy to me. And being one of those people that are tracking your friends, especially during Boston Week, you know, seeing your friends, you know, up there conquering Boston and all that, you know, sitting on the sideline. Well, not necessarily, I mean, that might not be the wrong phase, but, you know, sitting on the sideline, you know, well, I'll just go with that reference. Sitting on the sideline and tracking your friends, you know, rooting for them to do well, especially with Boston and even at this time last year, you know, rooting for, tracking your friends that are doing this race, the Chicago Marathon, tracking them to see how, being excited for them, you know, tracking their progress, see how they're doing, all that. And I think it was at this moment last year, or it was the week after Chicago, Crestview Church. You guys get a shout out on the podcast. And I'll be making my return back. I've planned this out. And I vowed to come back, return back. Now, I was going to go over there, but I had to change some things around. I am going to go back over there because I'm going back to Manhattan on occasion. So it was sitting there writing that city out. I remember it. It was like yesterday, sitting out, telling the kids that, you know, I think somebody got it right. I can't remember. I can't remember who got it. The name got it. They're all awesome kids, but, and I miss them, but they got it right away. And here I am sitting here, you know, getting ready, and those people that, you know, for again are different races schedules or aren't, you know, able to do Chicago or just don't have the desire to do a world major or whatnot, they're gonna be the ones, you know, tracking me, several mutual for other friends, you know, this is crazy, man. Now sitting here a year later, you're about to run this race among thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's mind blowing. So this is not what I expected to talk about, but here I am getting all excited, getting all kind of sort of emotional about it. This is crazy. The 46th running. We're about to run into the 46th running. The Chicago Marathon, one of the world majors of the world, sharing a course. Again, Sarah Hall, Kieran Amon is going to be out there with the elites. I was going to talk about that, but here I am slowly running out of time. But I do want to mention the Americans that are going to be running straight. Now, before I get into that, obviously, two things real quick. Thoughts and prayers to the state of Florida, first off. I discussed this with a couple of people from the KCR group, 2.0 group, last night. We need to be thinking about them right now. And, man, this situation after situation with the hurricanes and all that, we need to be thinking about them. We need to think about the people who've been affected in North Carolina. We need to be putting them in our thoughts and prayers continuously, daily, right now. And I have a few friends right now. I've lived in the state of Florida for a handful of years. And I know going through that hurricane experience, very scary situation and very uncomfortable. I know that feeling. So, and I've on social media, close friends of mine have evacuated that their offices, their homes. And yeah, we need to be thinking about them at this time. And second, related to Chicago, Kelvin Kiptum, who set the, and again, this is crazy. I'm about to hop on, run this Chicago fast course with somebody who set the world record, Kelvin Kiptum. And again, I mentioned this a couple weeks on this podcast. Unfortunately, before Super Bowl 58, Pat unfortunately passed away in a terrible car accident along with his coach. There is going to be a tribute to him, and I'm going to make sure I get that once I'm there. This is, again, I want to be in the moment when I get there, and yes, I will share some of that on social media this week. I won't hold all of it, but I'll share a little teeny bit of it. But I want to be in the moment. This is crazy. We about to get in it, right? So I want to be in that moment there. So they will honor Kelvin Kiptum before all the races get going for the 46th annual Chicago Marathon. I do want to name off all the USA participants, elite wise, anyways. Before I was going to talk Casey. I did mention the Chiefs and Royals for a while, but that's going to be put off hold because I've kind of spilled my guts out a little bit, but for good reason. But anyways, real quick, I mentioned Kieran Amano. Yep, on the women's side, other elites, Sarah Hall, Emma Bates, Sarah Vaughn, Susanna Sullivan, Gabby Rooker, Lindsey Flanagan, Nell Rojas. Nell Rojas becoming a veteran at these rankings. Yeah, we see her, not me, but we notice her a lot on Boston, now Chicago, and I think she did she run New York? I can't remember that. Laura Threet, Lorgan Haggins, excuse me, and Annie Frisbee, Jackie Gaughan, let's see, Diane Nurkirky, Nuri, I butchered that one, I apologize, McKenna Morley, and Anne Marie Blaney. See some names I haven't heard before. Aubrey Finaway, Amy Davis Green, Antra Pomorowski. That's on the women's side. This is the elites we're talking about, American. And then, let me see here, open division. Yeah, so we'll end it with this. Zach Panning, Brian Schrader, and I mentioned C.J. Albinson early in this episode, Reed Fisher, Colin McHale, Kevin Silvano, Jacob Thompson, Turner Wiley, J.P. Favin, Charlie Sweeney, Ben Kendall, Alex Mayer, and Isaiah Rodriguez. Isaiah Rodriguez making his debut. Mayer made his debut as well. I'm making the first. This is my first world major as well. That just reeled off a lot of U.S. Americans, just them, that are going to be participating in the elites divisions of the Chicago Marathon coming up on Sunday. This is the EG3 podcast. Just a few more minutes with y'all. 80 Grid of Third is preview edition. Now, I'm not talking about the course because I want to experience it myself because I've heard a lot. And quite honestly, heard enough. I'm to the point where I just want to get out there and just start running on the course because of that. But yeah, man, there's a couple more minutes on the podcast here tonight of the original EG3 podcast. So yeah, it's just crazy enough there. And the weekend all begins really Saturday because we're going to be hitting that 5K, the Chicago Abbott 5K. We signed up for that months ago. So we're going to tackle that first. And use it as a shakeout run. So surprise. Yes, I kind of want to say that surprise, but surprise. We're going to be hitting that 5K. Checking that off the list. And I was planning on doing that Chicago half. And maybe should have. But I was too late to the start line. on registrating for that. So that's on me. But I'm not too worried about that right now. Because, yeah. So we were that close on Sunday for the half. But other things took priority, like running the Casey Backyard Ultra, which was unpredictability, right? So there's that. And then yeah, that's Saturday, and I don't know. Obviously, the dinner. Obviously, and yeah, I'm not going to be doing. Obviously, yeah, with a lot of people going to be roaming around streets of Chicago this weekend. Not gonna get too crazy, obviously. And obviously, the big one, my Super Bowl, at least, anyways, up to this point, the Chicago Marathon on Sunday morning. There, so I'll share the bib number. So stay tuned on social media. If you're on socials, follow me, or you're friends with me on Facebook. I'll be sharing all that. And I know people have asked me already to share my bib number, which I will do that, obviously, through my. A couple of my groups that I'm with there as well. So exciting times, man. Exciting times for this podcast, y'all. We about to do this thing, man. And you this is just unreal, man. I still think I'm getting ready for a Dallas or a Casey Garvin Marathon. This is just crazy. I'm getting ready to run the biggest race, one of the biggest races in the world. If to me with the crowd, the runner size, it's just the biggest race of my life so far. And I'm gonna treat it just like it. For sure. So again, like I set a lifetime goal in marathons. I have time goals to get after. They're still out there to get. So hopefully, you know, there's a plan in place. There's a race plan in place. Not going to share that with y'all. That's private. But that's between me and my coach. So I will share that when we come back in 2 weeks with this podcast. So again, no podcast next week. I want to again, digest, kind of, and process everything that is about to or will or about to unfold throughout the rest of the week. So definitely, I want to marinate in that first before hopping on in here and just talking about it. So that's the plan moving forward. And of course, I wanted to wait until my friends completed the KC Garmin Marathon, which is the next Saturday. So yeah, I'm gonna be going out there and yeah, cheering those folks on. So yeah, and that's and of course, yeah, I'll be taking the week off anyways, because obviously this podcast got Salina, and we kind of hinted at a party, huge party for that, and a possible return trip to Dallas. But that's later. That's not what we're focusing on right now. We'll talk about that later. All eyes. We've waited for this since November on Chicago. All eyes. Going to be on Chicago this weekend. And man, cannot wait for one of the biggest stages in running. Just cannot wait to hop on the biggest stage running. Just, I didn't win the state championship and all that. Got close to baseball. Couldn't do it, you know. Was on the biggest stage in the track game, 400. That was a disaster. The whole disaster. So I've carried this, and a lot of stuff's happened in between. I've carried a chip on my shoulder all year long. So, yeah. When I mentioned Fast Eddie sighting earlier, yeah, I meant it. There's going to be a Fast Eddie sighting this weekend in Chicago. Cannot wait to finally unleash this weekend. Can't wait, man. So definitely, again, shout out, man. Again, Manhattan Running Company, people that are still living there, who've had a huge impact on this comeback journey. And then, of course, making new friends here in the current state, the awesome community that is the KC running community that I have talked about so many times on this podcast. And I'm ready to put it on for my city this weekend. The original EG3 podcast. And get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available weekly. Or when I have a chance to record content again. No podcast next week. No podcast next week. Because, again, I already stated what is going to happen there. And then, of course, we're going to come back the following week. Obviously, huge recap show. Huge recap show. Oh, and so, huge recap show for sure. A lot of boxes, Lord willing, is about to get checked off. off the EG3 list, for sure. So, that is the plan moving forward. And, of course, we have a lot. Of course, there's obviously, after this, a lot of exciting stuff going on that we're going to possibly be a part of. But this is what we've worked for all year long, you know, stepping out of Fargo, you know, pulling out of Fargo, you know, the last couple of years doing two marathons a year, you know, that the decision was mine to pull out of that just to focus on this, because huge deal. It's a big deal to me. So, you never know, but hey, we're right there. We're right there. 26.2 miles away from history. It's about to go down. I'm about to put on for my city. We have made it to the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Again, you want to track me, obviously, more information to come on the socials. But if you listen to this podcast, download the Chicago Marathon app. That's what I did last year to follow friends that did this race last year. Download that, and you type my bib number or my name, it should pull up. But if you listen to this podcast, yeah, that's what you do first, and then yeah, pretty much self-explanatory from there. So, but I will share that corral and bib number with y'all on this weekend, and. Buck, strap up. Shades down, baby. We're about to take center stage. We're about to hop on one of the biggest stages in the running world. We have made it to the finish line on this episode of the original EG3 podcast. Thank you so much again. If you're new again to this podcast, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. You hopped on in, right on in to the thick of running season, which is fall, which is pretty much the favorite part of running season, with cooler temps and everything else that follows. Make sure you do like and subscribe. Tell a friend about this podcast. We're going to see y'all in 2 weeks, folks. Eddie Greer checking out from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the original EG3 podcast. We'll be back with y'all in 2 weeks. Y'all going up to Chicago. Have safe travels, y'all. Getting ready for this Kansas City Marathon. Again, continue on that training. As y'all finish up y'all training blocks, that taper phase, that dreaded taper phase, whatever. But anyways, wrap this thing up, folks. Again, thank you so much for y'all's support. Everything else like that, we about to put on for Kansas City. This has been another edition of the original EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all in 2 weeks.